campaigning for Donald Trump? Donald Trump needs help with women. And Nikki Haley is a woman. Nikki Haley got, you know, she got a lot of votes. She did pretty well. I mean, she didn't come close to beating Donald Trump in the primary season, but she got some votes. And in some places, she was very, very popular and kind of came close to Donald Trump. I don't remember which areas those were. But she wasn't close enough to, you know, win the nomination by any means or be a serious threat. But she is a moderate Republican voice, and maybe that's the key. Maybe Donald Trump doesn't want a moderate voice. Maybe he's, I don't know, jealous of her or, you know, whatever. I don't know. But I just thought it was interesting that, you know, he's got this stupid comedian who does not deserve the title of comedian by any means. He's got people like that on stage. He's got people on stage feeding his base, and he needs more than his base to win, and Nikki Haley could help him broaden his base, and he hasn't called on Nikki Haley. I think that's really unusual. And I know we mentioned this a little bit yesterday, but there's also been a lot of talk about how Kamala Harris is not using President Biden. I don't think she should. I mean, with Biden, the garbage comment, it's like, I mean, you really can't, you can't trust him. I mean, look, the guy's an elder statesman. It's time for him to retire from politics. He can write a book. He can just relax and, you know, enjoy the beach. But he shouldn't be president of the United States. And that is coming to an end. But I don't think he should be on the campaign trail. And he just had a negative image. I mean, you know, Trump did better against Joe Biden in most of the polls, and Kamala Harris did better against Trump in most of the polls. So I just don't see where he is a positive influence on the campaign trail. Now, one of Kamala Harris's big problems has been distancing herself from the Obama administration. She's part of it, and while I've argued that vice presidents don't really have a lot of power, vice presidents don't have, like, policies. The policies are that of Joe Biden, but Kamala Harris is getting blame. The Republicans and the Trump campaign are smart to blame her for the problems, even though, you know, people want to blame her. But it's like, well, what did she really do? She was vice president. If you're vice president, you're really not in control of much. And you can go back to Mike Pence. You can go back to, you know, to different vice presidents. And I said, I guess that one of the big exceptions would be Dick Cheney, who I always believed was sort of a co-president with George W. Bush. But I mean, go back and see that vice presidents really didn't do that much. So Kamala Harris didn't do that much. And she's had a hard time presenting herself as truly independent of Joe Biden, and she's getting the blame for everything that the Biden administration did. Also, and I love talking about this every year. I wrote a blog about this. It's posted right now on the WWL.com website. I'll get it posted on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page soon. It's titled "Tainted Halloween Candy: Real or a Hoax?" You heard all this talk about tainted Halloween candy. Is that real? Did it really happen? I mean, how did that get in the media? How did the media run with this story year after year about tainted Halloween candy? And I told the story that in the mid-80s, when I was on B97, I remember talking about how East Jefferson General Hospital was offering for parents to bring all their kids' Halloween candy down to have it x-rayed, to make sure that there were no needles or razor blades or anything like that. Well, they couldn't x-ray for poison, but maybe they could tell if it was tampered with. But you know what? That was ridiculous. So anyway, I'm gonna go through how this turned up in the media, but also, you know, this is just another reminder that, you know, the media is interested in attracting the biggest possible audience. And the media, with no substantive information to back it up, the media ran with stories about kids dying from tainted Halloween candy. So we'll get into that a little bit later, and I'll get this posted on the SOTA Facebook page so you can comment on it. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Coleman is our studio producer. Happy Halloween. Good afternoon, sir.
Happy Halloween, Scooter. Just one correction. I think it was Donald Trump that said he'd be the protector of women, whether they like it or not. And Kamala Harris was responding to it.
Oh, I appreciate you correcting me on that. I don't know how I missed that, but, you know, I did.
But other than that, it's been a good Halloween so far.
Yeah, well, good. Yeah, you know, that sounds like something Donald Trump would say, because, again, Donald Trump is trying to get women. That's why I'm just really confused as to why he didn't bring out Nikki Haley, who for a lot of moderate Republicans, a lot of mainstream Republicans, she was a strong voice. She represented a lot of their views and values, and I thought she would have been a positive influence. Maybe that's why Kamala Harris... Maybe that's why Donald Trump didn't want Nikki Haley on the campaign trail, because she might get attention. And we know that Donald Trump doesn't want anybody to take attention away from him. So, again, you know, if he loses, he can look back and think, I don't know, maybe I should. No, that's right. He would never admit he did anything wrong. We're going to get to some text, and also we'll get to some of your calls this afternoon. We've got a lot of great Halloween music planned for the show this afternoon. And if you want to join us with a comment, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot. Happy Halloween. It's Halloween 2024. A lot of people I know are planning to be out. French Quarter, Frenchman, it will be popping again. I was out of town last weekend, but I know both of those places were crowded this past weekend. You know, a lot of people actually, you know, party more the weekend before Halloween, because Halloween falls on a school night for, you know, a lot of people, and they can't always get out and do everything they want to do. So a lot of partying that goes on the weekend before. Now, next year, I would think Halloween's going to be on a Friday, right? So that's going to be a crazy, crazy time. So if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. We're talking about politics because the election is coming up next Tuesday. And I can't wait for it to be over, so we can start talking about the second part of this. Who won? How did they win? And why did they win? Because the talk is not going to end after the election. The commercials may end, but the conversation about what happened, who won, and why they won, and if they won, that's going to go on for a very long time. So we'll have a lot to talk about afterwards. Ian's off. Coleman is our studio producer back at the studio. Coleman, you got a couple of text messages for us?
Sure. There's a few people that want to talk about the Saints for some reason. I don't know why I equate that to the thing. But as far as the scariest thing is that Trump is not telling the truth. That's from James from Harvey, and people are falling for it. We have this... hold on 1 second, Scoot. Hold on. I'm a bit disoriented. Give me 1 second. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, you know what? Take your time, and I'll talk about that for just a moment. We're trying to work out the Zoom call that we lost just a moment ago. Coleman back at the studio working on that. I'm doing the show from my apartment in West End, so he's got to take care of that. So, you know, I'll just talk a little bit about Donald Trump not telling the truth. That's true. He doesn't tell the truth. But neither does Kamala Harris. We've talked about the type of lies that Kamala Harris tells compared to the type of lies that Donald Trump tells. I don't think there's a comparison, but many of you would say that it's exactly the same. It's interesting that people want to talk about the Saints, because when you look at their last performance, that was so scary that maybe Halloween is bringing up memories of that scary performance. We've got a story on our website now about Derek Carr, who is vowing to be a psychopath when he returns to the Saints, and he's expected to be back this week against the Panthers. See, here's why I like this. Because Derek Carr and Dennis Allen have been the calmest people ever in the aftermath of an embarrassing loss. Not just a loss, embarrassing losses. And these two guys have been totally calm. I mean, it's almost like flatline. No emotion whatsoever. And that gets fans riled up because it's like, where's the emotion? Why are we so emotional about this? And man, you act like it's just, okay, well, you know, we lost. And I mean, that's the tone from both of these guys. So, and then the one time that Dennis Allen kind of got fired up, he apologized for it. Oh, I'm sorry, I got, man, don't apologize for it. It's okay to show passion. I mean, at least we know you're freaking human. So Derek Carr vowing to be a psychopath tells me that he really does care. I think this is a positive thing. And you know, there needs to be more of this. You know, maybe this will be infectious, and we need more of that from all of the Saints, because it seems like too often they're just going through the motions. And you're not going to just go through the motions and win a game. In fact, if they go through the motions this week, they're going to lose to the Panthers. And I think I heard Steve Geller say they're a 6.5-point favorite. You know, that's pretty big in the NFL to be a 6.5-point favorite. So, you know, I mean, it's just sad. And I mean, your job, you're paid millions of dollars to concentrate and care and apply what you've learned in practice, apply what you know to your field of play. And we don't see that. So that's what needs to change with the Saints. It's not all the coaches, it's players too. And I know the players and the coaches, they can kick back and they go, well, you know what? I mean, as a talk show host, he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. I know my business. You know your business. If I'm not doing my job, you can tell me. But the public in general, this is why you're paid so much money. The public in general, the sports fans in general across America, they have every right, this is part of the game, to critique teams, whatever the team is, to critique apathetic play, to critique, it's part of the game. And I think the fans just, you know, they want more emotion, because it just seems like, oh, well, we lost. We'll have to do better. And the tone with which that is delivered is monotone. And that's what's pissing fans off. And the Saints want to fill the dome. But if this continues, it's going to get to the point where that's not going to be a guarantee anymore. I don't think people are going to put bags on their heads in any big number. I mean, as disgusted I was with the Saints sometimes in the past, I never put a bag on my head, and I never would. I mean, if that's the way you want to express yourself, do it. But I'm not going to do that. I don't promote that. But there's certainly other ways to show your, you know, your displeasure with the way things are going with the Saints. And I think there's going to be a change. I talked about it last year. Haven't talked about it yet this year. Not everybody was happy with me mentioning this, but I think it's going to happen, and I'll let you know when it happens, and I'll say, this is what I was talking about last year. This is what a lot of you were talking about the same thing. So I don't want to say it, but I think the Saints are in a position where it has to happen. A change in one particular area has to happen. So we'll see. All right, if you've got a comment, the Open Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. Let's go to David in Metairie. David, welcome to the show. Happy Halloween.
Hey, Stu, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I just want to make a final comment about the election. You mentioned something earlier, I think, about the worst thing you fear from Trump or Harris, something of that nature. And I just wanted to make a general comment. And I'm not trying to convince anybody, because I know it's hopeless. I'm just giving my opinion. And I will say, I'm almost 70. I've been around a long time, been in the military, worked for the government. When I hear all this stuff about the people, conspiracies and no Putin involvement and all this, and I can't say what I want to say on the radio, but I want to say they don't know what the you-know-what they're talking about. They don't even know where Ukraine is on the freaking map, all right? That's the truth. They don't, you know, government conspiracy. I worked for the federal government. Let me tell you, Scoot, three people in the government can't keep a secret. And for people to think that there's massive amount of peoples in the federal government conspiring, they need to go see a shrink real quick, Scoot. And that's what's so frustrating. Not about me. I'll be dead in a few years. But my you know, the future of this country and our grandchildren. It's sad. You know what? I'd vote for Attila the Hun, or Hitler, before I'd ever vote for Trump. Trump is nothing but a literal megalomaniac, malignant narcissist, criminal sociopath, and people want to put this traitor in just watch. And that's all I got to say for what it's worth. Thank you.
All right, David, glad you had a chance to express your opinion. You know, the other thing that we've talked about is for all the people who criticize Kamala Harris and the Democrats for being fascist, I don't think they really know the definition of fascism. Because there are characteristics of Donald Trump that perfectly fit the definition of fascism. And if you don't believe me, look it up. All right, if you've got a comment, the Okunar Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. I've got a couple of versions of this song, including the original we'll play later, but this is one of my favorite songs, especially this time of year. This is Lana Del Rey. It's sort of an updated version of the song Season of the Witch. And as I mentioned during the crosstalk with Newell, that's not a song about Kamala Harris. I'm Scoot on the air. We'll be back on WWL. It is Halloween afternoon, 2024. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. Since it's Halloween day, I want to talk about the scariest thing to you about Kamala Harris. What's the scariest thing to you about Kamala Harris? There might be several things, but what's the scariest thing about her? And for the rest of you, what's the scariest thing about Donald Trump? If you've got a comment, the Okunar Jewelers Talk and Text Line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Joe in Metairie. Hey, Joe, welcome to the show.
Yeah, Scoot, I just want to ask that last caller who called and, you know, said 40 different nasty remarks about Trump. Just one question. Are you better off now than you was 4 years ago? That's my question to him, because
I don't think you should ask everybody that question. Joe, I don't think you should.
Going in the wrong direction.
I don't think you should
answer from that guy.
I don't think you should ask everybody that question, because a lot of people are better off than they were 4 years ago. So do you want them to vote for Kamala Harris if they're better off, or do you still want them to vote for Trump?
No, but I want to know how they better off. You tell me, Scoot. You tell me, are you better off than you was 4 years ago?
Yes, I've said it many times.
Well,
I'm better off than I was 4 years ago. But I don't.
Well,
I don't
they must
give,
have gave you a big raise in salary.
I don't
because
give.
The food prices are up 25%. Gas is up. The border, the people's coming in across the border like rats.
Yeah.
I mean, how can you be better off now than you were 4 years ago?
Because I am.
Complete lie.
I mean, I am. I'm better off in a number of ways, Joe. But I don't give Biden or Harris credit for that. It's because of my life, and a lot of people who are worse off today. Some of them made bad business decisions. It's not the administration's fault. They did bad business deals, and so they're worse off. But I don't think that's a question you really should be asking.
I understand that. But when the polls say 79% of the country is headed in the wrong direction, how could you possibly vote for this woman?
Okay. What is the scariest thing? We're talking about this today. What is the scariest thing about Kamala Harris?
I want to answer that question. That's a good topic to get on. The scariest thing about Kamala Harris, to me, she don't scare me. The people who's calling in your show, them radical liberal Democrats, they scare me to death. She doesn't scare me at all.
Well, how can
because
that be scary then? There's nothing scary about her to you?
That's why she don't scare me.
There's nothing scary about her to you?
No.
Nothing about her scares you?
I know she's the word salad champion of America. Okay. I know that. She can't answer a question. I do know
that. Is that
and
scary?
If the Democrats don't agree with that, they lying too.
All right, can I put that down? She won't answer a question?
That's right. Every interview, she can't answer a question. She circles back. She goes to a different. All she can tell you is that she's from a middle-class family. Give me a break. She wants to be the president.
Joe, have you said anything negative about
Democrats?
Have you said anything negative about Kamala Harris?
Did I say anything negative about
her? No, I'm asking you, have you said, I mean, I think you've called her, I think you've said ugly things about her, haven't you?
I think she's incompetent. I don't think, you know, right, she got this nomination without a vote. They're on Joe Biden right down the street, and all these people are going to vote for her? How could she be the president of the United States? Donald Trump ran this country for 4 years, no wars.
But he lost.
The border
How did
was
he lose
pretty
the election?
Much closed. Inflation
How did he lose
was
it?
Down. How can Joe, anyone Joe, vote Joe, for Kamala? Stu?
Joe, don't just... You're doing what a lot of Republicans do. They don't want to hear answers. They don't want to hear responses. They want to talk over you. And you're constantly talking over me, and that's not fair, and it doesn't do good
for
your cause.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
All right. Listen, if you say ugly things about Kamala Harris, then why doesn't somebody else have the right to say ugly things about Trump? I mean, you make it seem like this caller didn't even have the right to do that.
I don't have no problem with that. They can
well, you
say
called
what
up and
want.
You wanted to say,
but, I mean,
you know, you were kind of attacking
when
the
guy. I hear these people calling your show, retired military people, and the things they say, and that man that just hung up with all that diatribe or nasty crap on Trump. I mean, well, I don't understand it. I feel like sometimes I'm in outer space.
Well, Joe, for some people, you are in outer space. And then for you, other people are in outer space. I mean, everybody doesn't agree. And there are a lot of people who don't agree with you. There are a lot of people who agree with you. I mean, that's what makes up America.
Well, all I can say is I hope my black brothers and sisters come out in force, because we want to win big, my brothers and sisters. Get your black sisters and your black wives and get them voting. That's what makes up America.
Well, wait, you say black wives. I mean, you make it sound like everybody who's African-American has numerous wives. All right.
Yeah, listen, something happened with his connection. As a black person, I don't think Joe's a good representative. He's not going to convince me by the way he called the show. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm quite sure there are some reasons why a black person may want to vote for Donald Trump, but Joe is not the arbiter of the person to convince me.
And the other thing is, you know, Caucasian people have different opinions. So why can't African Americans have different opinions? Some African Americans are for Trump. Some African Americans are for Kamala Harris. I mean, every African American doesn't have the same common opinion, because they're human beings. So anyway, you can see the conversation's already getting a little scary. If you've got a comment, the Okunor Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. We'll come back and into the next hour, we'll get to more of your calls and more of your text messages. It's Halloween 2024. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, this was the number one song on this day in 1964. And I'll tell you what's amazing about that. You know, we think about the Beatles coming out in February of 1964, and I always talk about, on the calendar, how the Beatles dominated the music charts. It's true, the Beatles and the British invasion groups did dominate the music charts, but there were a lot of powerful R&B songs that made it to the top as well, including this one, Baby Love by the Supremes, number one on this day in 1964. All right. Coming up, we'll talk about the whole fear of Halloween candy being laced with poison or apples or fruit, having needles or razors in it. I mean, what about that? Did that really happen? Do you have any reason to be concerned about tonight? We'll talk about that. I mean, maybe there's reason for some concern. I'll explain that as well. You know, we can talk about the Saints. I love what Derek Carr said. He's coming back this week, it looks like. And he says, I'm going to be a psychopath when I come back. Where's that kind of attitude with the Saints team? You know, as they lose, the more they lose, the more lethargic they seem to get. And so where's that enthusiasm? I mean, some of the players are doing it, but as a team, they're certainly not doing it. I'll do a review of the singing Trump last night, and we've got a lot to get to. All right, I'm Scoot on the Air. Happy Halloween, and we're coming back with more of your comments. Also, next hour, another cover of the song Season of the Witch.